Well, some people call them roots, you know.
Well, now I'm talking about the green part.
Well, that's the top of a turnip salad.
Okay.
Turnip salad.
What do you call corn that you just shuck and cook and then you eat it in your hands?
Well, roast ear.
What do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel, sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Let's see. Now, you know, I know all those things because I see them, you know. Some of them call them ground squirrels.
Okay.
Don't you see it running along on the ground, you know?
It makes sense, doesn't it?
That's so you do it.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
A pole cat.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
Little what?
It's a little animal, sort of, and it hops along the ground.
Squirrel? No, frog.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, what do you call them if they live in the water?
Some of them call them a ground squirrel.
About frogs.
No, they don't. What?
Frogs. How about frogs that live in the water? Do you have any special name for them?
It wouldn't be alligator, would it?
It'd probably just still be a frog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you have a...
Yeah, there is a frog that stays in the water, because when you go to fishing sometimes, they jump
out.
Yeah, you
see them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do.
Well, now, what about frogs that live on land? What would you call them?
Toad frog.
Okay.
That's what they call, you know, sometimes chopping cotton in the field and you chop up one, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do you call a little tiny frog that lives up in a tree and it makes a chirping noise?
Well, I don't know. That's noise, but I don't know.
Okay. What do you call worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Bait? Yes. Some people call them worms and some of them call them bait.
Okay.
Because I used to say, well, I'm going to dig me some bait because I'm going to go to fishing tomorrow, you know.
Okay.
Where you dig in the ground and you get them out of the ground. They are baits.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about wigglers? Digging wigglers?
Just a little, honey.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
A what?
An insect that sends out light in the summertime?
Old muskie?
No.
No.
Now this one flashes.
Gnats?
This one, it lights up at night. You can see it.
Oh, lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes? And sometimes people associate these with snakes.
Sometimes do what?
Sometimes they say if you see one of these, you're going to see a snake.
Mm-hmm.
These are little insects, and they fly around. Well, now, what about a snake doctor or a dragonfly or a mosquito hawk? Are you familiar with any of those?
I used to. What you call it?
Snake doctor or
snake
mosquito
doctor.
Hawk?
The old thing hop about, you know.
What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp, but it doesn't sting, and it builds its nest out of mud?
Dirt dauber.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay. Do you have any other names for them besides peanuts?
Goobles, we used to call them when we... First thing I know, goobles.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what,